Testing in the House Chamber, 105th Legislative Day.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. Today's prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. The gentleman will approach the dais. Members and the visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm going to read a couple of passages from the Psalms before I pray. 51st Psalm says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Then from the 66th Psalm, "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me." Loving Father, we thank you. You and you alone are the creator, sustainer, and ruler of this universe. We thank you, Father, that you allow us to come walk through this time of life, serve the people of North Carolina, the districts we represent. May we be found as faithful stewards of everything that you have entrusted to us. We won't always get it right, but as I've just read from the Psalm, if we'll go to you and ask you, Father, to point us in the right direction, you will hear our prayer. You will create the right spirit, the right mind within each one of us, Father, that we would do that which would be pleasing in your sight. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August the 5th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Bell moves that the journal for August 5th be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. Ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratifications of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
And Rolling Clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 96, an act to authorize immunizing pharmacists dispense, deliver, administer certain treatment and medications to require parental consent for administration of vaccines under the emergency use authorization of minor. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 19, an act removing the cap of satellite annexation for various municipalities.
Chapter bills will be noted. Committee reports, clerk will read.
Representatives Bradford, Setzer, Zoka, Kidwell, and Ray, Finance Committee report, Senate Bill 105, 2021 Appropriations Act, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee substitute, and referred to Appropriations.
Senate Committee substitute, unfavorable calendar, and the House Committee substitute, referred to Appropriations. The House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 105 is ruled immaterial. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 461, first edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to make clarifying and technical changes in the state auditor statutes for concurrence in the Senate Amendment Number 1.
Calendar Rule 36B. Notices and announcements. Member, Senate Bill 347 will be withdrawn from the calendar of August 10th. It'll be referred to Finance, and the Chair will add a serial referral to Rules. Members, are there any notices, announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August the 10th at 5 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Bell moves that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 10th at 5 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And the House stands adjourned. That's seconded by Representative Carson Smith.
The following bills are withdrawn from the calendar of Tuesday the 10th and re-referred to the committee, re-referred to the calendar of the 11th. They are Senate Bill 35, House Committee Substitute, max four-year age difference to marry under 18 years old, Senate Bill 299, House Committee Substitute, NCDO INAIC accreditation, which is an agency bill, and Senate Bill 301, House Committee Substitute, expand extinction eligibility. Withdrawn from the calendar of 8:10, countered for 8:11.